Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're going to take a look at what the numerology says is going on this coming week of November 20th through 26th. And I always like to go Monday through Sunday. Doing these each week for a while to see how people like them. If you like them, let me know. Catch me on any of the socials. Give me the thumbs up on YouTube, whatever it is. Let me know if you enjoy this and what kind of questions you would like me to answer about this, because I can get more specific about certain things if you want to. I can answer any questions that you have. So if you're new to what I do, I talk about your personal and spiritual journey, and I talk about fun technical topics like blockchain, crypto, quantum, AI, and stuff like that. These are just the two halves of life that I enjoy. Pythagorean numerology is a bit of a side passion for me. I'm a big math geek, and I think this is a ton of fun, and I hope you think it will be fun too. I am not a financial advisor, and nothing here should be construed to be financial or medical advice. All right, now that we have covered rear ends successfully, let's get into what we see this week. So let's start with the Monday, the 20th of November, 2023. Now, the first time you're seeing this here is the first time I'm seeing it. So let's consider what we have. We've got a pretty cool pattern here with God consciousness affecting the material world. So what I'm getting from this is the more of a natural world, right? And the natural world versus people and infrastructure. Something's going on with nature on Monday. It is a 2-day, which is the number of balance, and but also the number of polarity and duality. But the interesting thing here is how the 9 is so isolated. So what things are going to be going on in the natural world, and you are not going to be aware of it. You are not. You may think you know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. That's the vibe on Monday. So just be okay with not knowing what's going on. Now, if you're a ruling number 6, you're going to have all the information. So go find your friends who are ruling number 6, and they're going to have a better idea of what's actually going on. If you are ruling number 5, these are the lucky ducks this year, you get inspiration and manifestation. So it's a great day to get things done for you. But still, if you think you know what's going on in the world, you don't really know what's going on. If you're ruling number 8, then you have this nice bridging between human and divine consciousness when it comes to the material world, the 3D reality. So you may have a little bit more advantage on what's actually going on, but the ruling number 6s will have all the information on Monday. Tuesday is overall a 3-day, but look at this pattern. This is nice. So we have God consciousness in the lead, which is always great, and we'll be enjoying that all the way through the end of December. And we have inspiration and manifestation for the whole of humanity. So this is really, really fabulous. I don't care who you are. This is a great day to get things done on Tuesday, November 21st. It's a 3-day overall. And 3 is the number of divine information. So you see where you get this inspiration and the energy to create and manifest. So Tuesday is a great day to accomplish anything you want, as opposed to Monday, which there's things going on, but it's not you who's doing it, and it's not an action-oriented day. Tuesday is an action-oriented day. If you are a ruling number 6, this is going to include a lot of information. You may be doing a lot of computer work or information-based work on Tuesday. If you're a ruling number 8, then you have human consciousness. You may feel more aware, but you're also going to get an energy focus, which is interesting. If you're a ruling number 4, then it's going to bring that material world element into it. So what you're working on may be material in nature. You may yard work, building something, creating something physical, actual. Wednesday. Wednesday is overall is a 4-day. That's a foundational day. And a 4 is the number of foundation. It's also the number, because every number's got a dark side. It's also the number of subconscious material, also known as baggage. Watch out for that one. But we do have a nice complete row in the bottom. So God consciousness is in charge and affecting information and the material world. So this is going to be similar to Monday in that things are happening in the material world, but this time you're aware of it. This time you actually know what's going on for the most part, as much as any of us can this day and age. If you're a ruling number 5, then Wednesday is a fantastic day to get things done. You've got inspiration, manifestation. You also have the full subconscious coming in there. So if you're ruling number 5, be cognizant of that the subconscious will be more dominant on that day. Watch out for your baggage coming out. Always watch out for how you're treating others and how you're behaving, but you'll have a little bit more of that subconscious in control, which is can be a good thing, but not always. So then on Wednesday, if you're a ruling number 8, you end up this very interesting square pattern of divine consciousness and human consciousness bridging across information and the material world. Very cool day to be a ruling number 8 or to be in an 8 year. So if that's true, then Wednesday could be I get destiny here. I get a day of great destiny, a day of meeting people, getting emails and phone calls and things coming to fruition for you if you are a ruling number 8 or having an 8 year. So that's a pretty exciting day for you. For the rest of us, at least, we'll feel a little better informed about things. Thursday, the 23rd of November, again, this same beautiful pattern that we saw on the 21st, on Tuesday of this coming week. So Tuesday and Thursday have the same pattern. The whole of humanity gets gifts of inspiration and manifestation. Action oriented. This day is a 5-day. This is a get things done day. So Tuesday and Thursday are fantastic days for accomplishing whatever your goals are across the entirety of humanity. If you are a ruling number 6, this will involve quite a bit of information. Could mean it's computer work, or it could be research, something like that. If you are a ruling number 8, you get this nice bridge between human consciousness and divine consciousness on an energy level. So if you're a ruling number 8, Thursday is a great day to take action on your meditation practices, on your spiritual practices. Try to up your game a little bit. Good day for that. And if you're a ruling number 4, then Thursday, the 23rd of November, your action is going to be oriented more towards the physical world, physical things that you're creating. That could even include things as simple as a garden. So Friday, the 24th of November, 2023, look at this very cool pattern that we have here. So we have God consciousness and human consciousness. This was what I was talking about with Wednesday, but we have the 8 for everybody. So across the entirety of humanity on Friday, the 24th of November, we have God consciousness and human consciousness bridging across information and the material world. This is a beautiful kind of spiral of awesomeness. This is destiny coming to fruition. This is the fruits of your labor making themselves known. Now, it's a 6-day, which is drama. 6 can be drama, but every number has a light and dark side. 6 can also be very lucky. 6 is the number of subconscious information. So subconscious information can be that you sabotaging yourself via the subconscious, right? The things that we don't realize that we do to ourselves, and now you're going to get the fruition of that. Yikes. Or that can be a positive number. It can also be the fruition of the positive things you've been working on. But Wednesday and Friday of this week, the 22nd and the 24th of November of 2023, they look absolutely amazing for good things happening. If you've been working on something, really fantastic. So we're looking there at the fruition of what you knew you were working on and what you didn't know you were working on. And that's for the whole of humanity. So watch out there, because if you take a step back and it's easy to just look at yourself and go, what have I been working on? Or where have I been sabotaging myself? But you also might step back and look at the whole of humanity and say, where have we as the whole of humanity been sabotaging ourselves? And what have we as the whole of humanity been working to bring into fruition? And there may be some unpleasant answers there when it comes to that. But Wednesday and Friday are days when destiny rises to meet what you as an individual and what we as humanity have been working towards, for better or worse. So Saturday, again, look at these cool patterns. So we get a very cool pattern here. Hold on, let me let the dog down. There we go. Sometimes my dog likes to jump from my office chair, and it's far too high for a tiny little pup. Okay, so back to it. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Look how we get this very cool repetition of the same pattern. And the pattern is a gift of inspiration, manifestation for the entire world. All of humanity. I don't care what your ruling number is. This, you get this. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Intermixed with this sense of destiny coming to fruition Wednesday, Friday. So this looked like a really pretty epic week, actually. So Saturday, again, great day to get things done. I don't care who you are. It's a 7-day, so it's focused on human material, people, buildings, infrastructure, things that people make. And so maybe it's a great time. Saturday could be a great day to get things done, chores around the house. If you need to make repairs, this is a good day. You would expect success there. And pretty much anything you want to go for on that day. If you are a ruling number 6, Saturday will also have that informational component. This is kind of the running theme this week for you. If you're a ruling number 8, you're also going to get energy and a little bit more of that human consciousness in there. Great day for you to work Saturday on your spiritual and meditation practices. Take that to the next level. If you're a ruling number 4, then your activity again is going to be more focused on the material world on Saturday. Really great for gardening, house repairs, stuff like that, craft projects. Sunday, the 26th of November, we've got this nice bridge for everybody. So we have God consciousness and human consciousness bridging with information. So we have information passing between. So this is lovely. This is nice. It's not a big day of action, but it is an 8-day. 8 is the number of human energy. That means it's also the number of money and attention. And I always like to highlight both of those. A lot of people focus on 8 as just the number of money, but it's not just money. It's also human attention. But you have it in a complete column here of human consciousness. So what that gives us is a day that could have a money focus or it could have an attention focus, but that'll all be relative to information. If you're ruling number five, of course, you get that inspiration, manifestation. This is just a great time to be a ruling five. If you're a ruling four, again, you get this nice box of destiny going on here. Then Sunday can be a day of great destiny for you, and that could be financially focused or it could be information focused if you're a ruling four. So you can put your numbers in there and see what you're going to get. So again, this is a really interesting week. So let's recap. So overall, on the geopolitical stage, I would look out for Monday. Things are going on, but and also in the natural world, kind of the world at large and headlines and stuff like that. Things are happening, but you really are kind of cut off from the information, except for your friends who are ruling six, and they seem to actually know what's going on. So don't discount them. And in terms of geopolitical, everything else looks pretty chill. So that's good. And finance and crypto, it's a pretty boring week. Possible some headlines or drama in finance and crypto on Friday, the 24th of November. Quite possibly it is a 6-day. Could see some rallies there, or some verdicts from courts and things like that, or regulations coming out and stuff like that. And then Sunday is the other day that interesting things could happen on the financial stage. If they do, they wouldn't be on the traditional financial stage, or as the TradFi, as they say, because it's Sunday. Markets aren't open. Nobody's talking about that. So that would have to be crypto on Sunday if something was going on with money. And in terms of your personal life, wow, this is a week of accomplishment and not just getting things done and feeling inspired, but it's a week of, in general, destiny coming to call. So I hope you've been working to bring good things into your life. And if you have, this is the week when they're going to come. So very cool. If you've enjoyed this, let me know. You can find me on all the socials. You can like and you can subscribe. I'm in all the places. And most importantly, share this with a friend. Let's help get the message out there. Tell somebody. I don't do marketing, so the only way anybody's going to hear about what I'm bringing to you is if you share it with somebody else. So thanks for joining me this time. Let me know what questions you have that I can answer, if you have specific things you want me to address in the weeks coming up in terms of the numerology, or if there's questions you have about your personal journey, about your spiritual journey, about crypto, quantum, AI. Let me know. I'll do my best to answer them. All right. Catch you soon.